Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What are Sting's plans in AEW? We'll talk about that in a second. Plus, the son of a WWE legend is now a free agent. And which AEW star breached their contract to work for NXT? For Friday, December the 4th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Icy glare exchange between the TNT champion Darby Allin and the TNT legend Sting.
Seeing this man makes me feel young again, Tony.
It's an amazing moment. It's an amazing moment.
We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know why, we don't know what's next. But we know that right now Sting is on AEW Dynamite.
What a moment. We're still reeling from it, aren't we? Sting turning up in AEW. Winter is coming, and it was a sign for the arrival of Sting. After all, if you had that on your bingo card for 2020, congratulations. Dave Meltzer has provided a few additional details on Wrestling Observer Radio, talking about what we can expect to see from Sting in AEW. He says that the moment that Sting's Legends deal expired with WWE, it was simply a matter of time before he turned up. Dave says, quote, "As soon as that happened, I was thinking, why wouldn't he re-sign? He's got to be going to AEW," which in fact he was. So they timed it for Christmas. If you look, they're churning out that Sting merchandise for Christmas. By the way, it pretty much broke the Pro Wrestling Tees website, that new Sting t-shirt. Highest selling, fastest selling t-shirt in the history of the site. "He signed a multi-year contract," says Dave. "He's going to be a regular on the television. It's not like WWE where he shows up once a year. He's going to be on this thing." They wanted the idea of the big star from the old generation TNT being back as a regular. Now, whatever physical stuff he does, they're going to do it very safely. There will be physical stuff, but I don't think he'll be taking any bumps or anything like that. He's in, and he's going to be a character in some form. So a lot of people drawing comparisons between how WWE bring in a legend like Goldberg and how AEW are bringing in a legend like Sting. Some people saying that you can't be upset with Goldberg being in WWE and then be glad of Sting in AEW. The difference here being, according to Dave and numerous other sources, is that Sting is going to be more embedded in the product than Goldberg was, who would turn up for a bit and then disappear. Sting seems like he's going to be a regular presence on AEW television. And to be honest, as far as use of legends in AEW have been so far, this is just my opinion, I think that on the whole, they've used them incredibly well. They have used those iconic figures from wrestling's past to introduce us to wrestling's future. You look at Arn Anderson being the manager of Cody Rhodes. You look at Tully Blanchard, first managing Shawn Spears, now managing FTR. You look at Jake the Snake Roberts managing Lance Archer. Even to an extent, Vicky Guerrero, who was working with Nyla Rose as well. I'm not saying we make Sting a manager. I think there's more that he can offer there. But what I'm saying is their track record so far with bringing in those legendary figures has been pretty strong. they've had an idea of how to utilize them in a way that helps other people get over as well. That stare down that we heard a clip of there between Sting and Darby Allin certainly does whet the appetite. And it was a key moment that I spotted from Winter is Coming and the debut of Sting. Incidentally, no surprises that AEW Dynamite scored the win on Wednesday night over NXT. I'm the NXT guy, and I believe that NXT going into War Games on Sunday pulled back a little bit. I think they knew that AEW had this in the bag. There wasn't anything majorly spectacular that you missed if you didn't watch NXT this week. It's me being the NXT guy, I'm being honest. But it was a massive win for AEW over NXT. So 913,000 viewers, they're back near that 1 million mark, which is a strong number. Also, it was the main demo, that all-important 18 to 49, where there was real success. Up 28.6% in total viewers from last week, and 0.42 in the 18 to 49 demo. This is the best number in that demographic that Dynamite has done since October of last year. It's hard not to believe that AEW Winter is Coming, that featured a monumental title change, a paradigm-shifting announcement about working with other promotions, and, of course, the debut of Sting. Hard to say that wasn't a massive home run for AEW.
Davey Boy Smith Jr. on a quest for the cup that his grandfather, Stu Hart, last won in 1948. It's a Hart family heirloom, sitting in the Hart Mansion in Calgary for decades, until Davey Boy and the Hart family graciously worked with MLW to make it an annual tournament.
And imagine what's going through the mind of Davey Boy Smith Jr. His grandfather, the last man to hold the Opera Cup.
I'm a big fan of his music. I just have to say, I wanted to let it run a little bit longer, to be honest. So, Davey Boy Smith Jr., the British Bulldog son, has parted ways with MLW. Court Bauer put out an announcement yesterday following Davey Boy Smith Jr.'s loss in the Opera Cup. Court Bauer says, Davey Boy's exit in the opening round of the Opera Cup marks the end of this chapter for DBS in MLW. I have immense gratitude for Davey and his contributions inside the MLW ring over the past 2.5 years. The MLW system was a great fit for him. Winning the 2019 Opera Cup, as well as his run as a World Tag Team Champion, a certified beast, Davey Boy Smith Jr. is the real deal, and I wish him luck with whatever he does next. Now, his run with MLW goes all the way back to 2004. He and TJ Wilson are winning the GTC Carnival Tag Tournament over two house shows in Florida. He was back in 2018, and he was back with the return of the company at the same time, forming the New Hart Foundation with Teddy Hart and Brian Pillman Jr. They became champions. He once again won the Opera Cup as well. But it's not been the easiest of times between MLW and Davey Boy Smith Jr. It was during the summer when the MLW head of wrestling operations, color commentator Jared St. Laurent, put out a statement saying that Davey Boy Smith was done and he'd asked for his early release, saying, I had talks with Impact about Davey Boy possibly crossing over and doing some dates. We had a very positive conversation with Impact. Scott D'Amore and Impact were great to deal with and were absolutely open to do it. We gave Davey several options for how we could make this work, as well as help him out financially during the pandemic. Davey opted to do nothing, unfortunately. It could have been a win-win for all three parties. It's a shame, but that is the full story. On a personal level, I've known Davey for almost 2 decades. It's sad to see him elect to end his tenure with yet another company on such a sour note. Court Bauer says a familiar face is going to be part of MLW to replace Davey Boy Smith Jr. Hasn't gone into details yet. There's a big surprise coming for MLW. But this will once again start that wheel turning. of a possible return for Davey Boy Smith Jr. to WWE. He was, of course, a part of the company, teaming with TJ Wilson. And with his dad, a Hall of Fame first balloter, he was meant to go in this year, but all the Hall of Fame entrants for this year moved to next year because of the pandemic. Surely the timing here is pretty perfect. As Davey Boy Smith goes into the WWE Hall of Fame, this would be the perfect opportunity and a great momentum booster to bring in Davey Boy Smith Jr. to induct his father into the Hall of Fame and maybe continue his legacy a little bit longer in WWE.
War machine needs an engine. What do you think?
I think I'm in love.
Let's go to war.
Find someone who looks at you the same way Shotzi Blackheart looks at whatever was under that tarpaulin. Final NXT yesterday towards NXT TakeOver War Games. And Triple H led the media call yesterday ahead of TakeOver. Starting off, paying respects to Pat Patterson. He actually said that everybody, as part of the CWC yesterday, before the show started, all got together and watched Pat Patterson matches, which I think is a lovely way to honor the guy. Now, for some of the questions that came from the assembled press, include questions on why NXT wasn't involved in Survivor Series. Last year, it was a three-brand war for the ages. Didn't happen that way this year. Triple H says it was creative-related, but also COVID-related. They try and keep brands separated due to exposure issues. That was a big factor. It would have taken a lot of crisscrossing in order to bring that to life the way they wanted it to. On the subject of whether NXT and the NXT UK Heritage Cup could be seen on other shows going forward. Well, Triple H said he was very happy with A-Kid winning the Heritage Cup. He's a big fan of A-Kid's work, and he loved the Heritage Cup they did on NXT UK, an homage to the World of Sport days of British wrestling. Triple H says that with COVID, we have to wait until we can bring talent here and send talent over there, suggesting that maybe there is some consideration of mixing things up with the NXT UK Heritage Cup, whether that means we'll see it defended in America or whether we'll see American competitors heading over to the UK to compete in that rounds-style system. We'll have to wait and see. Also, the AEW relationship with Impact Wrestling was brought up in the media call, and it was asked whether or not WWE would be open to do something similar. Triple H said that they are indeed open for business. People often have a bad perception as to what WWE would do. They are open to the right opportunity. They have to be right, though, for WWE in the long term. So a few notes from the NXT TakeOver War Games press conference media call there. Later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, it'll be our predictions ahead of this Sunday's WWE Network TakeOver special. We'll have live reactions on the night from Adam Pacitti at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. And on Monday, you'll have what happened at NXT TakeOver War Games. And I'll be here with NXT UK TakeOver War Games graded as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We're staying in a lot of the moment, so maybe you could do with something to entertain you whilst you're inside. How about a selection of thousands of incredible stories? We've teamed up with Audible to offer you a free wrestling audiobook when you subscribe to Audible. Sign up for free at cultaholic.com/audible. Pick yourself a wrestling book that you like the look of. Loads to choose from on there from across the decades. We're talking biographies and autobiographies of Brock Lesnar, Shawn Michaels, Kane, Glenn Jacobs, Dylan Postel, and then big stuff on whole promotions, including the death of WCW and the incredible book Nitro. Also, Eggshells, Pro Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome. An amazing document. An amazing book all about the history in one of the most prestigious wrestling venues on the planet. One of those could be yours for absolutely free if you go to cultaholic.com/audible. Sign up to Audible for 30 days and pick your book. If you don't like Audible after 30 days, you can cancel. It won't cost you a penny. No money will come from your account. But you can keep the audiobook that we gave you as a thank you. Find out more, cultaholic.com/audible. Triple H is very up on a particular former Impact Wrestling tag team. You may have seen these two talked about, two-thirds of the team, rather, yesterday in the Cultaholic Wrestling news. Two-thirds of the Rascals have now checked in to the WWE Performance Center. And Triple H says there's always talent that are out there, and you have to look past where they are, what they're doing, how they've gotten to where they are, what sort of exposure or what kind of information they've been given to get where they are. Did they just figure it out on their own? Is somebody helping them, guide them? All those things. You look at all these talent, and these are two kids that I'm very impressed with, that the things they've done, but I don't know that they had a lot of help, had a helping hand to get them where they are. They just sort of figured it out on their own. They figured out their personality and their charisma. They figured out the in-ring style, and they have made it their own. I'm a big fan of that. I'm excited to see what they can do now, and when you finally meet them, they're really great guys, and they're humble, and they're hungry, and they are looking for opportunity. High hopes for the Rascals when they finally make an appearance, which will be sooner rather than later, I believe, as part of WWE. Wardlow was on AEW Unrestricted, and he opened up about how close he came to being part of WWE. He said, "I know people know this, but I did have a tryout. I smoked that tryout. I was literally the only dude there in a suit. It was mind-blowing. Dudes are there in shorts and t-shirts. I'm like, I've got this in the bag. So much so, I literally sold my motorcycle and my house. Got rid of everything because I'm like, I'm going to put everything into moving into Florida. So when the email came in that I was not, I remember I actually had to pull over to the side of the road because I just couldn't believe it. And then I started training personally with Kurt Angle when he was getting ready to make his comeback for his final couple of matches. And me and Kurt clicked in the ring really well, and him and I talked a lot. And he expressed that he had a conversation with a certain somebody there about bringing me in. And he's like, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Lord knows, I am not the most patient person at all. There's always been a battle. So when the opportunity came with AEW and I heard what the plans were, I heard this vision and this passion behind it, I knew there was nothing for me to wait for it. If this was it, and I'm happy I didn't say no and I didn't wait and I didn't wait, God knows I could have still been waiting at this point. Who knows? I most definitely am where I am supposed to be. Mike Bennett was on the Battleground podcast. He was asked about his time as part of WWE, and he said, "Personally, I think leaving Ring of Honor was the worst move I ever made. Personally, it was by far the best within those 5 years. I got sober, I had two children, and I bought a house. I grew as a man, I grew as a husband, I grew as a father. I can't sit there and say it was a bad decision because I became a better person. I don't want to downplay that. Professionally, besides my run in Impact, which I loved, my run in WWE was a dud. It sucked. It wasn't very good. I didn't do very much. It won't be memorable. So from a career standpoint, leaving Ring of Honor was the worst decision because when I came back, it was just, I remembered being there and looking around the locker room and seeing guys like Jay Lethal, the Briscoes, Dalton Castle and Taven, and all those people were there when I left. And I thought, this is family. And QT Marshall was on Talk Is Jericho. He talked about his time with Ring of Honor as well. Didn't exactly end particularly well. He said he had disagreements with management about how he didn't feel respected or supported. He also said he was paid $150 a match, wrestling three matches a month. However, Ring of Honor refused to grant him a contract release. QT picks up the story from here. He says, quote, I was in Florida, NXT called, and they were just starting to use extras. I was like, I'm under contract. When the episode airs, I won't be, but I am right now. And the girl was like, if you don't care, we don't care. I didn't care. Right away, I do the match on the taped NXT show. And before I'm out of the ring, my phone is blowing up. Jeff Jones, who's working at Ring of Honor, was like, are you doing something you're not supposed to be doing? I was like, are you going to take my $150? Fire me. I asked for my release. They understood. But Delirious said, legally, I have to be mad at you because you breached your contract. But your contract is up in 2 weeks. Don't worry about it. We just won't re-sign you as punishment. I continue to work with them on and off from there. Naughty boy, QT Marshall. Naughty boy. On the Cultaholic podcast feed this weekend, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Justin Henry and myself watching every episode of Monday Night Raw, and we are on the road to WrestleMania 11. A showdown between Lawrence Taylor and Bam Bam Bigelow is on the horizon. We'll talk about the build and many other things on the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review this weekend. Full breakdown of War Games through what happened at and graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. This weekend on the Twitch channel as well, twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It's Love You By Friday. Today from 2 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, it is you and I and live phone calls to the isolation station. Then tomorrow night, it is Matthew Gregg. He fires up his home's games console and gives us some video game action for a couple of hours. Join Math and join myself at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.